1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
And you're new to this country?
Yes. I moved here for 3 years.
With your family?
Yes. I have 2 children, a boy and a girl.
Where are you from?
We're from Alexandria, Egypt, originally.
And what did you do upon arriving here, sir?
I went to work for a company called Chambers. It produces air filtering systems for aircraft, spacecraft.
So you're an engineer?
Yes.
So how has your experience in America been so far?
It's been good, but it's not good for the children in many respects because of the TV and the games, too much excess, which is unhealthy, and the people have not been good for the children to look at. You know.
Well, why do you say that?
Why
do you say the people have not been good for the children to look at?
The people you see in America, they've overindulged themselves, you know, to the point of obesity.
Okay.
It's obvious everywhere. My son was playing football.
And by football, do you mean soccer?
Soccer, yes.
Okay.
And to look around you and look at what you see is not good for the children. So we hope to see an effort made by the people of this country, you know, to begin to get into some kind of physical shape before the immigrant people who come here can contribute.
Well, all right, so the feeling is immigrants and their children are not benefiting from seeing a lot of out of shape or obese Americans?
Well, it's dishonest for America to call itself the greatest country in the world, and then you come here and your children are frightened, and you want to be sick at what you see, and it hurts our children.
Well, Americans live the way they want to live, and people have to adapt to this country.
Yes, but it might have been true once, but this is not really true anymore, because the people who are newly arrived in this country, the immigrant, is vital for the survival of this country, because many new ideas are coming from the immigrant. If you look at Governor Schwarzenegger, you can see has given many new ideas, many good ideas, and it's the immigrant who is going to save America. But it cannot happen in the current atmosphere of people who are in such terrible shape. You know, they scare the children and other children of immigrants. And
why do you say that out of shape Americans scare the children?
They're not used to seeing it. They're not.
Are people that fit in your country?
Well, people are not. By comparison, yes. By comparison, people in the immigrant is much more in shape, and I think you're going to see more and more immigrants taking a higher place in this country.
All right, but the bottom line proposal from you, Mr. Finnegan, is that Americans are in poor physical shape, and that most immigrants are in good physical shape. Then if Americans don't get into shape, what?
Well, more and more, I think you'll see more and more immigrants marrying American women because of the poor shape of the men. I think you're going to see more immigrants entering programs such as the NASA astronaut program. You're going to see more and more immigrants in military and high-skilled professions such as the fighter pilots, so on. You're going to see more and more immigrants getting the higher-paying job for older Americans because they'll be in better physical shape, and they're not at risk for a heart attack. Another malady such as this. You're going to see more and more immigrants taking on the tougher tasks such as construction, truck driving, so on. So it's very broad and comprehensive influence of more and more immigrants taking over these jobs. And
of course, here is the question. This is good for immigrants and is going to help them become a part of America, so why are you worried beyond the fact that it's disturbing, you know, for your children?
Well, the trend you see in the other society is that when an immigrant class becomes influential, and eventually becomes the ruling class, the native-born generally become employed in the service sector. And so that means the job roles will be reversed. More Americans work as, house cleaners, parking cars, doing gardening jobs. And most immigrants are going to demand a higher standard of physical shape from people and so on.
So that's not going to happen for a long time, where immigrants are going to be the ruling class and native-born are going to be butlers and valets.
No, but still, it's something to plan for, and we're not going to put up with fat, this movie, Austin Powers, fat bastard, you know. I have a fat bastard for a gardener, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know why, that just kind of bothers me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Mr. Raj Fanin, an immigrant from Egypt with his daughter and son and his wife. And you're saying these fat bastard American...
Well, no, it's just the movie. I don't want to offend, but, you know, the American people eventually are going to be relegated to this job, you know, and you have to understand that we are warning them now to begin to get into shape if they ever want to make a proper impression as a domestic worker.
Can you see a time when a native-born American is a domestic worker for the immigrant?
Well, sure, because look, if this Governor Schwarzenegger is the governor of the state of California, it's not going to be a long time before you're going to see America, an immigrant president of the United States. And then you're going to see more and more the immigrant taking over this country to the point where the native-born American is not going to have a place to work or to live, except to be a butler, except to be gardener, except to be nanny for the baby to cry. You know, so also...
Well, let me interrupt.
No, just... Please shut your mouth for a minute, because I want... Also, you have to know that if the American people want to maintain a stake in the future of the country, you can't walk around this country to look like it's this Austin Powers fat bastard, like a bastard. And these bastards, when I first came to this country...
Sir, can I interrupt?
No, please shut your mouth. Just a moment. When I first came to this country, it's 3 years ago, 2000 year, and I went to work for this company. These bastards said to me, you know, you Egyptian man, you're a low man on the totem pole. I said, you bastard, one of these days you're going to see. You bastard. I said to this bastard, one of these days you're going to be washing my car.
What did he say to that?
He said, well, it's never going to happen. I said, you wait, you bastard. It's going to happen, you fat piece of... Yeah, really.
Well, do you like Americans?
I like Americans, yes, very much. But I don't like them walking around out of shape, eating, obese, not physically appealing, is scary for the children. And it's not going to be good for the future. If I'm going to employ them in my house as a cook, as a butler, or something like this.
Okay, that's Raj Fanin, an Egyptian immigrant, who believes that upon arriving here in America, the Americans look out of shape. That by comparison, immigrants are far more in shape physically, and it won't be long before immigrants are part of the ruling class and are going to require much better in-shape butlers and parking valets. 1-800-449-8686. You know, it's interesting. He made the comment that they're scaring his kids because the kids don't see so many out-of-shape people in the country they're from. And the fact is that Americans in that kind of shape ought to get ready for a time and for a place and for a day when the more physically fit immigrant becomes part of the ruling class. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass, plug into the world. The Phil Henry Show is back.
With me is Mr. Raj Fanin. Mr. Fanin is from Alexandria, Egypt. He's an engineer working at a company called Chambers, and it makes air cooling, air filtering systems for our spacecraft and for our aircraft. You're an educated man, Mr. Fanin. You're here in the United States with your family. You find Native Americans, people born here, in other words, not Indians, but people born here, such as myself, you find appallingly out of shape, correct?
Yes. You use the right word, that is appalling, because you...
All right, and you're also saying that the immigrant class in America will rise to the top because America is more in need of good ideas today than ever before. And you're about the third kind of immigrant I've talked to, says Arnold Schwarzenegger is your hero.
Arnold Schwarzenegger should be the hero of every immigrant, because he's come to America and Americans don't have a clue, and so the immigrant has to lead the way. But I'm not trying to say anything other than, if you look in the mirror and you see a fat, ugly garbage, just a hump of, a lump of human garbage, you're going to blame me? No, don't blame me. Blame yourself. And the children of immigrants are going to rise to the top, and the Americans will be butlers.
I just don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, you wait and see, because this is Henry Kissinger is another example of a great immigrant.
You say you like Americans. You say we're going to be a big, fat lump of human garbage working as butlers.
Well, no, I like Americans, but not... oh, boy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rebecca, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I just have a couple of questions for you. First of all, if America is so clueless and so terrible, why are you over here in the first place?
I didn't say America is terrible. I said the American people are out of shape.
You said we're clueless.
Well, yes.
We're a clueless country.
Yeah. I said the people are clueless. The country is good, but American people are just fat
why don't you go back to Egypt?
Well, I don't want, because I make a good living here, and the country needs me. This country more than ever before needs to have the immigrant here, because the Native American, the people born in this country, fat. Did you see this Austin Power?
Well, I just have to say that I agree with Phil, and I think is not going to happen anytime soon.
Did you see Austin Power?
I'm sorry?
Did you see this movie, Austin Power, Gold Member?
I can't even understand you.
He's asking, did you see Austin Power, Gold Member?
Yes.
Did you see Austin Power's Gold Member? He's talking about Fat Bastard.
Okay.
Yes, this, the Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard,
yes,
yeah.
This America is turning in, whole country of them.
Yeah, you well, know? If we're all Fat Bastard,
yeah,
I say you go back to Egypt.
No, I'm not going to go back to Egypt, because America needs me.
I don't think America needs you at all.
Yes. I mean, engineer working for the pilots who fly the planes. And also, my children, let me ask you, how many Big Macs you get in your mouth?
Well, what kind of question is that?
I don't eat fast food.
No, I'm just curious. How many Big Macs can you fit in your mouth?
That's not
none. I don't eat any fast food.
That's Mr. Finneen.
Well, no, let me ask you.
Yeah, but Mr. Finneen.
No, please shut your mouth for a minute. How many Big Macs do you get in your mouth?
I said zero. I don't eat fast food.
And, sir, that's not a respectful question.
No, please shut your mouth, because...
No, I think you need to shut your mouth.
No,
and if you're so disgusted by American fat bastard, I think you need to go back to Egypt.
No. There's a reason why liposuction... Why do you think liposuction is popular in this country? Because how many Big Macs do people get in their mouth with liposuction?
I don't like being told to shut my mouth. That's not polite.
No, I'm just... I'm saying, how many Big Macs you get into your face?
I don't.
Once again, zero.
What did she say?
She said none. She doesn't eat Big Macs.
Yeah, I don't eat fast food. Period.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you pull?
Okay.
Why don't you pull the other one? See if there is bells on it. You don't eat fast food. How many fish fillet can you push into your face? She said.
She said the S word. It's not polite to say...
No, but you are interrupting. I want you to just shut your mouth for a minute so I can talk.
No, you don't say shut your mouth. You say, could you please allow me to make my point?
Well, I'm sorry, but let me ask you, Mr. You were born in this country?
I was born in America, yeah.
Whereabouts?
I was born in Pasadena, California.
Okay. Listen to this. How many Big Macs do you get into your face?
Sir, I don't, when I go to a fast food place, engage in a eating contest. I eat one.
No, but because America lives like pigs. What?
How could you claim to love a country where, say, people live like pigs?
No, but how many pork chops can you get to your face?
Who's there?
It's my wife. No, she's listening in the other room.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Norman, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'm from Florida, and this guy is talking about people being in such bad shapes in America. Well, face a 6'3", 225-pound man, and see what can happen.
But see, how did you get to be?
Thing, see,
how did you
the thing of it is, you
please,
people from Egypt,
please shut your
and I have been there. You shut up and let me talk for a while.
Don't tell people to shut their mouths, all right?
No, I'm just asking the man to shut his mouth so I can.
Well, I tell you what, mister, I'm asking you to be polite enough to listen to what I have to say.
Okay,
but I don't think you have enough common sense to do that.
I will ask the man.
Because you are an arrogant, very, very arrogant person.
Well, go ahead, Norman. This is Phil Henry. Mr. Fineen, please.
But how many burritos can he push into his face?
Don't ask him that. Let the man say what he wants to say.
Well, you know, I told him, when you're 6'3", 225 pounds, you don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
you got to be 223 pounds by pushing pork chop into your face.
I got it by building muscle. Do you ever try it?
Okay.
You should, because everyone that I have seen from Egypt is very much out of shape. And I have been there, sir.
What part?
So, you know, I was in Alexandria, right where you live.
Well, yes, we've got the very city.
And I want to tell you something. The people there eat like pigs.
Well, that's not true.
And not only eat like them, most of them look like them.
Well, then how come they're coming here?
Well, see, I live in America. I was born here.
What?
But see, you people cannot make it. You cannot survive unless you come to a prosperous country like we have.
But you see, I work for Chamber Aircraft, and I'm an engineer, and I work on air filter system for this spacecraft. Now,
well, you know, I've got monkeys that can do that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the governor of California.
And if he's in such good shape, how come he had a heart attack?
No, you're thinking
how come he had to have open-heart surgery?
Bill Clinton had open-heart surgery, you pig.
Don't call him a pig.
You better check with your governor in California, because he had it all.
No, he did not. You must be reading a comic book to get your news. No, he did not. And if America is not filled with big people, why do you have triple X shirts?
Because some men are big enough to wear them. We're not children.
And how do you know the people who look like pigs in Egypt weren't American tourists?
Yeah. You know something, sir?
I got you on this one.
How come we have triple X shirts?
Yes, sir.
Because we're men enough to wear them.
Well,
that's what it takes, is a man.
A man living in your stomach?
My stomach, sir, is like a rock.
But you didn't answer my question.
You don't know what to talk about because you have not seen enough American people.
I have, my children came
you
home crying.
You haven't traveled America.
Then why did my child come home crying? He says, I saw daddy, I saw
probably because he got his hind end whipped.
No, he said his eyes saw a fat woman, it scared him. Fat American woman.
Well, and sir, I'm going to tell you something. I feel sorry for you and your children.
What about Anna Nicole?
I really do.
Are you trying to tell me Anna Nicole Smith is not butter hog?
You know that?
What's that?
One thing I can't understand you have
no,
what you're saying.
You
should learn English before you try to say something.
Anna Nicole Smith is butter hog. You know that?
Anna Nicole Smith is a butter hog.
Yes,
there's people like that, sir, in every country that you go to. I don't care where you're at.
Do you eat a burrito with the heel of your hand?
Sir, I do not eat burritos.
All right. Dorman, very well said, and thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate it. And Mr. Fineen, I would ask you to allow my callers to finish. 1-800-449-8686. Raj Fineen, an Egyptian immigrant working here as an engineer, says Americans are out of shape. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownie. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I think it's juvenile, that's all.
But do ask this question.
I just think it's juvenile. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Mr. Raj Fineen is an immigrant from Alexandria, Egypt. He's an engineer working for a company in the valley here in Los Angeles. A company's called Chambers. They do air filtering systems for spacecraft as well as military aircraft. And I understand you're an educated man. Why would you want to open up with these questions?
This question for me, these people on the phone, you know, these Americans who I'm speaking to.
You don't sound like you have a lot of respect for America. You say you love the country, but the people here you call, quote, fat bastards from that movie Austin Powers.
Well, Mr. Henry, I took my son to go get, he wanted to go get eclair, you know, this donut shop, and I took him. He was scared, the fat woman. This fat woman came into this shop to scare my son. And I said, you bastard, you
didn't call her that to her face, did you?
No, but I said, as I left, I yelled back into the store, you bastards. You know, no, but I want to ask this question.
I think it's very juvenile.
No, but I want to ask this question. How many chicken McNuggets can you push into your face at one time? First you, Mr. Henry.
I don't engage in juvenile eating exhibitions.
No, but they just, the Americans love to eat this kind of food.
I don't engage in juvenile eating exhibitions. 1-800-449-8686. Jessica, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
As an American, I am highly offended because we give these guys the opportunity to migrate into our country so that they can be the best kind of people that they can and work in a proper economy. And earn a good salary and raise their family in the American dream. And all of a sudden, they think that they're better than us.
Well, but
I find that very offensive.
But do you see the governor of the state of California is an immigrant? Why is this? Because the American people have run out of ideas. And the immigrant
has about the governor. I'm not talking about the governor. I'm talking about migrants.
But that's the proof. He is a governor. He is an immigrant, the governor of California.
That's fine. And that's just proof that shows that we let him migrate into our company so that he could be a better person.
Into your company? You mean
into our country?
Into your country, yes. Okay, Jessica, this is Rush. How many Big Macs can you push into your face one time?
I'm not even going to sink to your level by answering because it makes you sound like an idiot.
Why do you ask a question like that?
Because it's fun for us in other countries to look at Americans push the Big Mac. They push a cheese bag, quarter pounder with cheese, or double quarter pounder. You can't tell me you don't stick your finger in the barbecue sauce when you just devoured the 6-piece chicken McNugget. Do you? You do, don't you?
You sound like an absolute idiot.
Why'd you say this? Say you tell me you don't put your finger in barbecue sauce.
What's the point of these?
I'm not immature. I don't need to talk about grotesque food eating to get a kick out of my day. The only reason I called.
Have you ever had? Why do they supersize? Okay, answer me that. Why do this? You sound like you've got a supersized mouth. So what?
Why do you insult people?
No, it's not insult.
Yes, it is. It's an insult to say you got a supersized mouth.
I don't understand what...
It is. It's an insult.
Okay,
I'm
what?
I'm not even going to bless you with an answer to
that.
You're just an idiot.
You have no answer to give me because America must supersize because they can't...
I don't have to answer you because I'm not a child.
Do you supersize?
I don't have to answer that. I'm just insulted that you think you're better than us.
No, that's a yes.
Over here.
That's a yes.
We give you the opportunity to have a better job and to work in a better economy and live the American dream, and you talk to us like we're degenerates and trailer trash.
Then why?
And maybe that's what you see because you watch Jerry Springer too much.
No.
But the overall American society are educated people who take care of themselves.
Please shut your mouth.
And if you need to degrade people to make yourself feel better, then that's fine.
Please, ma'am, shut your supersized mouth and listen to me.
I don't
have to listen to you.
Tell,
you're a jerk and an idiot, and I'm not going to bring myself to your level.
We don't tell people to shut their mouths in our country. We do it with a little more of a polite manner.
But she won't shut her supersized, so I can say something.
You won't shut your
super-sized Egyptian migrated mouse, so why don't you go back to the country that you came from, because we don't need your engineer idiotic brain.
You know why I don't? Because you do need my engineer brain.
I don't,
they sent to Egypt to get me because...
We have plenty of smart people here.
No, that's why they had to
go get
me.
Over, it's people like you that give the nice migrants a bad name. There are plenty of other immigrants that come to this country who actually do a good job, but it's people like you that make them, that make other Americans racist. Because you come over here and you are rude to every single one of us.
Do you ever get the double quarter pounder?
Why are you...
I'm not even going to answer that.
See, Jessica, don't forget. I want to tell you, serious, don't forget. Taco Bell is open late.
So all you,
you
can
know
do...
What? So is
AM PM. Taco Bell is open late.
All you can do is make stupid food jokes.
This is the point of what I try to say, and you won't shut your mouth to let me say
I don't have to shut my mouth.
Please shut your mouth.
You know what?
Shut up.
You're going to...
You know, you're
going to
start
me.
Pissing some people off here, man, if you keep telling them to shut their mouths, all right? Now, I don't need to tell you that there's already a very, shall we say, thick wave of discontent in our country with certain people from the Middle East, okay?
But please shut your mouth and let me...
Don't tell me to shut my mouth. And don't keep asking people how many quarter pounders they can fit in their face.
But is this America? Is this America?
Yes.
Then why is it not a good a question? Do you get the meat lover's pizza?
Why is everything about food
all right.
with you?
Jessica,
are you
I'm not going to push you through this. Thank you, Jessica, for your call. 1-800-449-8...
Why is it not a legitimate question?
What?
I asked her, does she get the meat lover pizza?
Everything you're asking is about food.
Because everything about this country, is the meat lover pizza. Do I get super size? I get the meat lover super size.
Here is Rose. Hi, Rose. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fineen.
Hi. Yeah, my question to the gentleman.
Rose, let me ask you, do you supersize?
Let me just say, when your kid came up to you and was upset and said, you know, I was upset by seeing an overweight person, what did you say to your child?
I said to him that I am sorry that daddy put you in a place to see these people. They are bastards to be so fat.
But
I yelled back into the store. I said, Bessie, won't you supersize?
But why wouldn't you explain to your children that that people are not just what they look like, but they're, you know, there's something more on the inside? Why wouldn't you teach your child not to judge people by what they look like, but rather what they do or what they say?
I don't believe that you should judge people necessarily only by what's on the inside. I think we miss judging people by their appearance. Remember, you can't judge a book by what's in the book, but also by its cover. And
what are you talking about? We believe the opposite in this country. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Oh yeah, sure. That's why you give millions of dollars to Kate Moss and these other women who are beautiful. Was the one my son said, when I get older, daddy, I want to take a ride on her, is Tyra Banks.
When I get older, I want to take a ride on her? Your son said that?
Sure. This all hippy-dippy crap comes from her mouth because of the super-sized mouth.
You just need to teach your kids better values.
Absolutely.
Morals.
Could you tell me, Rose, why they serve a 48-ounce steak?
Well, because maybe some people are hungrier than others. Who gives a damn what they do? Why do you care so much about how much people eat? Why don't you teach
because
the values of respecting one
when you
another?
Sit next to this person on an airplane, they smell like pizza juice. And it's difficult for me to relax.
You're
well, then don't put yourself in that situation.
But I have to fly for my business.
And ask to be moved.
The man sweats pizza juice.
Jesus. Rose, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You have a very, very denigrating view.
These people don't use curse words. Fill your mouth with pie. If you are going to curse it, Raj, before you think to curse, fill your mouth with cream pie, eclair. They won't curse. Supersize it.
You really?
But I'm having a couple of kicks. Hey, Luna, I'm telling my wife to turn. You got the radio? She has the radio on. She's listening to Daddy. You did, Daddy? Hey, supersize it. My son thinks it's funny.
So you guys think it's real funny making fun of Americans, huh?
No, just these Americans who like to sweat cream. They you know, eclair juice.
Here is Pam. Pam, go ahead. Hi, Pam. Turn the radio up. Pam. She missed it. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-449...
Hey, Phil, how many of the Taco Bell Super Burrito hot sauce
can I fit in my face? One. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Suzanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Raj Fanin.
Okay. What I have to say, I would like to complete everything before you butt in.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to know, have you ever been to Der Wiener Schnitzel?
No, I haven't. And I ask you to just wait and let me tell you what I think about you.
Yes, of course.
I have taught etiquette to kids from 4 to 18. There has never been anybody that needs it more than you. Not one child have I ever taught. And I have taught it from kids that come from poor backgrounds as well as wealthy backgrounds. You are the most ill-mannered person that I have ever heard in my life.
Why do you say
you do not have the right to live in this country and draw a salary from me or anyone else that is an American. You need to go back where you came from and stay there. You do not need to be over here living the good life in our country. Do you understand me?
No.
Well, I guess not, because you can't understand anything except
You're speaking nonsense. You're speaking nonsense. Why would I understand nonsense?
Oh, yes,
nonsense?
I'm speaking nonsense, all right. You don't even know what sense is.
Why would an educated engineer who is employed by the American company want to go back?
I don't care if you're an educated idiot, which is what you are. You're nothing.
Idiot.
I don't know how you got through school.
Do you eat corn? Do you eat corn?
Pardon?
Do you eat corn? Corn.
Do I eat corn?
Yes, ma'am. Do you eat corn?
No, I don't.
You don't butter your corn?
Listen.
What are you, trying
to
ask?
Go back.
You know, hold on for a minute, Suzanne. What does that mean, do you butter your corn?
She knows what I mean.
You know what he's talking about, Suzanne?
In my country, if you talk to a man this way, we pull you by the hair back into the house. But in America, we don't do this, and that's good. But I'm simply say, Suzanne, you don't go to Wiener Schnitzel?
No, I don't have
one
of those.
Okay. Have you been to a Dairy Queen to get the bowl twirler in a cup?
What's a bowl twirler in a cup?
It's what Americans eat.
Okay, so your point is we eat a lot of fast food. Is that your point?
It's a joke, you know, in my kind, you know. In Egypt, you see American, you always go, hey, America, 3-4 Big Mac for your super-sized mouth?
I don't ever eat at McDonald's, so I don't have super-sized anything. I'm not a big person. I'm a small person.
Do you ever eat
super-sized anything.
If you go to Kenny Rogers Chicken, do you like Kenny's corn?
I don't. I eat my own cooking. I do not fast foods hardly ever.
Right.
And let me tell you one more thing.
The problem with
you is you're not a big enough man, and that's why you have to talk this way.
Well, I know you mean big man, but I don't want to be the size of a big fat man.
Oh, I'm not talking about big in size. I'm talking about a big
You start a fire with your corduroy slacks. Well, look, I bet in your kitchen, Suzanne, you make biscuits and gravy. Do you make biscuits?
I make biscuits.
Tell me if you make biscuits.
Hey, don't talk to the woman.
But she won't answer me.
So she doesn't want to answer you.
That man can
you make
that
biscuits, I taught you.
You know what? Don't yell.
I want to know. She make biscuits. Do you make chicken dumpling?
No, I don't.
America food, chicken dumpling, biscuits, gravy. Would you butter Kenny's corn if he...
Okay, get out of here.
You need to go home.
Well, he's...
What's your specialty? What do you eat?
What do I eat?
What do you make in your kitchen? Do you make... I bet you have a hog running through your chicken in your kitchen and a banjo, too. And I bet you...
Okay, he's a jackass from Egypt who's baiting Americans and making fun of us because we eat Big Macs.
Well, I have eaten a Big Mac before, but it's not something I do very often.
How many could you get in your face?
What I want to
hang up on that guy.
I told you I'm a small woman.
All right. Suzanne,
is that it?
Yeah, that's it. And I appreciate very much your phone call. And
how much do you weigh? Hey!
I weigh.
How much do you weigh?
All right, hang up on that piece of crap.
Okay.
Phil, please, could I sing a song for you? My wife and I and the boy want to sing a song. Me, my wife, and the boy want to sing a song.
After you screamed at that woman like a maniac?
I apologize, I do. Can we go? Yeah, right. One, two, one, two. Well, I'm a butter hog, yeah, a